I must admit I felt a little guilty taking a flight on the Yankee Lady, since that was one of the first things I got to do after I started working at WEMU 10 years ago, but I certainly wasn't going to turn it down. Sitting in the back of the plane as the engines revved up and we took off down the runway was just as exhilarating as I remembered it. Once we were in the air, I thought I'd try my hand at some in-flight reporting. Flying on the Yankee Lady is an incredible experience. We just flew over Ann Arbor. You can see Michigan Stadium from about 2,500 feet. An incredible view as we flew over Ann Arbor Municipal Airport. Flying over I-94, I suppose, right now. You can see the cars down there. I wonder if anybody's waving up at us. Always awesome to fly on the Yankee Lady. The flight ended all too soon as the plane descended to the runway with engines at idle and the tail wheel touched down. One of the folks who was on the flight with me was Kirk Prophet, a former state legislator who now works as a consultant. It was his first flight on the Yankee Lady.
It's incredible. What an experience. We were not in combat, but be able to experience at least the airplane that those kids literally had to do what they had to do in Europe during the war was incredible.
I spoke with Dennis Norton, president of the Michigan Aerospace Foundation and founder of the Yankee Air Museum, and he said he felt pretty good about their chances of raising the money needed to buy a 175,000 square foot section of the bomber plant. For more information, visit savethebomberplant.org. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.